Good morning, everyone. We're going to go ahead and call to order the Senate Committee on Judiciary. I want to thank everyone for being here. We have four bills that are scheduled for work session today, and the plan at this point is to go through them. I believe we have most of the pre-work done on these, with the exception of 3363. Let's go ahead and just start at the top, and we'll go with open up a work session on House Bill 2049.
Chair and members of the committee, House Bill 2049 comes with the Oregon Youth Authority, allows a juvenile community supervision officer to take into custody a youth who has violated parole, requires a juvenile community supervision officer to bring the youth under 18 to a juvenile detention facility if the youth is over 18 to an adult detention facility. Chair and members of the committee, the paperwork is there, the bills before you.
All right, Senator Robeland.
I move House Bill 2049 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Robeland moves House Bill 2049 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. All right, what I want to do is just take a moment and just say that this is a bill, if you remember, we had somewhat a contentious discussion between the state OYA as well as a consortium of counties who want to be able to facilitate their work at the county level and mirror what is happening OYA. I have decided, and after discussions with people, that the Dash Ones was not appropriate at this time, and that's why we have not moved them. I am asking for all of the interested parties, meaning those agencies, both at the county and the state level, to be working together. I believe the governor's office is going to engage a kind of a ongoing work group and trying to mediate to ensure that the goal for all of us, no matter what level of government you're at, is in the best interest of the kids.
Yep.
So any other comments? All right, any objection to the motion? So order. And Senator Cruz, will you be our carrier on this?
Sure.
Senator Cruz will be the carrier. We'll close the work session on 2049, open a work session, excuse me, on 2205A.
Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2205A comes from Representative Gilliam Hoyle, adds members to the Oregon State Legislative Assembly, attorneys, dentists, optometrists, and other professionals to list of persons who must report elderly abuse, exempts attorneys and members of the clergy from reporting elderly abuse and, where it would violate their professional privileges, requires the Oregon State Bar to mandate training for lawyers in elderly abuse, adds five members to the Oregon Elderly Abuse Workgroup, directs the workgroup to study and make recommendations to align the definition of abuse of vulnerable persons across populations, requires the workgroup to report to the legislature no later than February 1, 2014. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, we've already adopted the Dash 6, Dash 7, and Dash 9 amendments, which have all been rolled into the Dash 10, and we have the paperwork for all.
All right. Thank you. Senator Dingfelder?
Mr. Chair, I move the Dash A-10s. Is that correct?
They've already been in.
They're in. No. Just
they're already in. The
okay. I thought I heard him say.
We don't have to. We could, but we don't have to. They, automatically, they are combined by Legislative Council's office. So it's six and one, half dozen and another.
Yeah, what I heard him say is the Dash A, the three of the amendments right. are rolled into that Dash A-10. So we... Do we need to adopt it or not?
We've done the 8, 7.
Okay,
eight,
so
we've already done them.
It's in.
Yeah.
Do you want me to just do it, just to make sure that it's on the record?
Sure. Why
okay.
not?
So I will move adoption of the Dash A-10s, which actually is a combination of was it the A-6, 7s, and 9s? Is
yep.
that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. It was a test right. to see if I was listening.
Redundancy is a good thing sometimes. So.
All right.
So I move adoption of the Dash A-10s into House Bill. 2205.
Senator Dingfelder moves the A-10s into House Bill 2205. Any discussion? Any objections? So ordered.
Chair, move House Bill 2205A as amended with the Dash A-10s to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Dingfelder moves House Bill 2205A as amended by the A-10s. To the floor with the due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Chair will carry, since I have been a member of the task force in the in prior years. We'll close the work session on 2205A, open up a work session on House Bill 3183A.
Chairman of the committee, House Bill 3183A allows a sheriff by agreement with the Oregon Department of Corrections to deliver a youth offender directly to the Oregon Youth Authority. We've already adopted the A4 amendments, Mr. Chairman of the Committee.
All right. Senator Dinkfelder?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3183A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
So are we not putting in the A4?
You already adopted.
Oh, they're in, okay. Thank you.
All right. Senator Dinkfelder moves House Bill 3184A.
83.
Excuse me, 3183A as amended by the A4s to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objections? So ordered. Senator Roblin, will you be the carrier?
Be glad.
And we'll close the work session on House Bill 3183A. Open up a work session on House Bill 3363A. Bill?
Chairman of the Committee, House Bill 3363A comes to you from Representative Olson from Barker. Requires the Department of Human Services to provide to all parties in dependency matter the case plan or modification of case plan for child before court on abuse and neglect matter. Creates the work group on juvenile court dependency proceeding consisting of 11 members. Directs the work group to examine Oregon's juvenile court dependency system for the purpose of identifying and implementing resolution of different dependency issues. Requires the work group to report by January 15th, 2015, back to the legislature. You have the A7 amendments in front of you, which are conflict amendments from another bill, and the A8 amendments, which make sections 1 to 3 of the beverage in the bill applicable to cases pending on the effective date of the bill. Mr. Chairman, the opinion of dependency matters, cases can go on for years, and we probably don't want to have two distinct systems.
All right. Why don't we just take a motion first on the A7, we'll discuss that, and then we'll, because I think the H, we want a little bit more on the record.
So, Mr. Chair, I move the dash A7s be adopted into House Bill 3363A.
Senator Dinkfelder moves the A7s into House Bill 3363. Again, these are conflict amendments that have come to us through the research of legislative council to ensure that there are no conflicts once it's passed. Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered.
And then, Mr. Chair, I move the dash A8s into House Bill 3363.
Senator Dinkfelder moves the A8s into House Bill 3363. Discussion. All right, again, from what Bill has told us, this is basically to ensure that we have uniformity with the system, that cases that are currently pending will in fact be under this new process, and we will not have a dual system. It seems to be efficient and effective. Michael Livingston is here. I don't know if anyone has any questions. If anyone does, we can bring him forward. If no questions, any...
I'd like to hear his comment.
You bet. Michael, if you'd please come forward.
Chair Prozanski, members of the committee, Michael Livingston, Juvenile Law Staff Counsel for the Oregon Judicial Department. The two sections that would apply under the amendments you're considering, both, one is basically a discovery section, the other allows the CASA program, as opposed to the individual CASA, to have access to juvenile court records. It wouldn't, as Chair Prozanski said, there's a practical issue here, and that is if these two provisions don't apply to pending cases, which are ongoing, then you'd have a dual system of discovery. You'd also have a dual system of juvenile court access to records, and that second one is of particular interest and concern now because of the e-court rollout. So it's just a pragmatic recognition that these cases are ongoing, and discovery, for example, is a continuing responsibility.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any objection to the motion to adopt the A8s into House Bill 3363? All right, so adopted. Senator Dinkfelder?
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3363A as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Dinkfelder moves House Bill 3363 as amended by the A7s and the A8s to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Yep, great.
Any discussion? Any objection? So ordered. Senator Dinkfelder, will you be the carrier on this one?
Sure.
And we'll close the work session on 3363A. Now,
tomorrow...
Very efficient, Mr. Chair.
Well, we're kind of warming up for, I guess, the last few days we have with bills. Tomorrow, we're scheduled to start at 9 again, and so we'll try to be punctual, and hopefully we can get through everything. I think tomorrow we have a couple of different committee administrators that will be coming in. I think we've loaded a few things, and so we'll have a couple of logistics to go through. If there's nothing else, thank you very much, and we're adjourned for the day.